This is Red 42 Radio, the most exciting, hard-hitting, and controversial hour in talk radio. And here are your hosts, two Southern boys from metropolitan New York City, Peter Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
The police in New York City chased a boy right through the park. In a case of mistaken identity, put a bullet through his heart.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. This is Red 42. We are live. It is Saturday night, November the 4th, 9 minutes after the hour. Well, it's been a heck of a day. Reason why we're doing this live is because of the Antifa non-rally. Also with me tonight is Jim Lancia. Jim, you with us now?
Yes, I am, Pete. What's going on?
Literally not a whole lot. Today, I went down to the White House for the big Antifa rally, thinking there'll be tens of thousands of people there. And the only people I saw was a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses, abortion zealots, five teenage girls playing cards down, sitting on the ground, and about three nutcases saying Trump sucks. So no Antifa people there. Then I went over to Trump. Yeah, Jim.
No, I was just going to say it's kind of anticlimactic. I can't believe I was expecting a lot more. I mean, you know, I was expecting a true crybaby apocalypse from these Antifas, and it ends up being a joke. It's almost like I can't believe that's what they planned. What did George Soros run out of money or something?
I guess so.
It seems a little strange. Go ahead. Finish what you
have
to say, though.
Yeah. I also went over to Trump International Hotel located at 1200 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., and there was actually nobody there. And that's when security people is like, where are all the Antifa people? I'm like, who? Like, the Antifa protesters. Like, nobody here. And what's funny, the previous night before I did a little reconnaissance and actually went into Trump International Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue and, ordered myself one beverage. And you can drink cheap there because that one Jack and Coke only cost me $19.80. So the bartender got a nice...
Well, you know what? That'll prevent you from getting drunk. I mean, you are Irish. If they had a freaking... if the prices were any less, you might have been a little tipsy. What do you think?
Well, maybe not. But tonight we also had the... political cesspool Red 42 meetup at an establishment called O'Sullivan's Irish Pub. And I like to thank everybody who came out and visited and say hello. We had a grand total of zero. Nobody showed up at O'Sullivan's Irish Pub with yours truly. But I'll say one thing, they make a delicious hamburger. I did have one cocktail there, but I kept that one because I know I'd be coming on Red 42 tonight. But
yeah,
anyways,
well,
Jim, besides the very anticlimactic, very stupid Red 42, Red 42, Antifa March, there's something else that's going on here in the DMV, also known as the District, Maryland, and Virginia. It's about something called the Latino Victory Fund and a commercial. And let me read this real quick from me. On October 30th, a group called Latino Victory Fund released a salacious commercial against Republican nominee for Virginia Governor Ed Gillespie. The ad showed a white man driving a Ford truck with a Confederate flag and Gadsden flag license plate on the front of the truck, chasing down black, Hispanic, and Muslim children in Fairfax City, Virginia. Then, towards the end of the commercial, the kids wake up, realize it's a dream, and the ad continues to bash Trump and Gillespie while showing the alternate right Tiki Torch rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. But the next day, on October 31st, a man driving a truck rented from Home Depot, built by Ford Motor Company, drove on a bike trail in Lower Manhattan, killing 8 and injuring a dozen more. Latino Victory Fund almost got it right, but the man who drove the Ford truck from Home Depot was a man named Saifullo Sapiov, a Muslim immigrant from Uzbekistan.
He was part of that diversity thing. I never even knew they had a diversity lottery to get into this country. I mean, my God, that word diversity is starting to be, to me, that word diversity is like the word, because, I mean, that not do us any good, diversity. Right. Yeah, I hear you. That kind of commercial is just absolutely unbelievable that they can put that out. You know what? I would vote for Mickey Mouse versus the guy that put out that commercial. So, you know, the Latinos for victory. I mean, what is Virginia thinking when they can allow a commercial like that? Okay, I know they had some backlash from it, but not enough.
You'd be surprised. Because right now, Ed Gillespie, his contributions went up threefold as soon as that commercial came out. And people are coming out of the woodwork saying that they were on the fence for the election, or they're going to sit out the election. Now they're voting. They're going to vote for Gillespie. So don't be too surprised on Tuesday if Ed Gillespie wins the Virginia governorship. And honestly, I would be surprised if Gillespie was the one behind this ad. But the Northern campaign is the opponent on the Democrat side. Totally disavowed the commercial, that said they had nothing to do with it. But sources are saying that the Latino Victory Fund and the Ralph Northam campaign was in cahoots, so he had to know about it. But you know, we'll find out.
Of course, he knew about it. They gotta know about it. They gotta approve all those things. They're full of crap. He didn't approve of it. Yeah, right. That's like, it's so in your face. Let me tell you something. This whole anti-white thing, it's getting way out of hand. People are getting hurt. People are, this racism crap is being pushed by the left. It's getting out of hand. It's like, I never seen anything like it. I mean, I know there's always been racial problems, but usually it's because people got a chip on their shoulder and they want to create a racist problem. There is no problem except for what they're creating. And that's what they're doing. It's unbelievable, man. It's like everything, from flyers being put around colleges, it's okay to be white. People are getting up in arms about that. I mean, that's crazy. I'm trying to be a little light on the lighter side today, but it's really unbelievable. Well, what do you I don't know if a lot of people really know about Antifa, really, believe it or not, the communist origins of Antifa. It started back in the 20s, and they in Germany when they went against fascism in Germany, they wanted to replace it with communism. That would have been better.
Hey, Jim, hold that thought. We're going on our first break. This is Red 42 with Scoop and Jim.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
We're back with Red 42. Here's Coop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
Show, but we got the greatest bumpers anywhere. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Jim Lancia. This is Red 42. We were talking about Antifa. Jim, why don't you let the listeners know where Antifa came from?
Well, I mean, as far as from what I've seen, which is I just recently found this out myself, is there is a communist organization that I think they were formulated in Germany in the 1920s to combat fascism, and according to them, everything is fascist. So they're totally communist. Antifa of today, even in the U.S., is communist, even when they're shouting Black Lives Matter. So they're a communist, and you know what today is? I just realized today, November 4th, 2017, is the 100th year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution the communist revolution in Russia. So they're celebrating communism, and people got to realize that this is a communist takeover. So Soros is funding it all, and he's just, you know, it's either communism or Black Lives Matter or La Raza for the Latinos, man. Yeah, Latinos for, what is this Latino?
Latinos for victory.
For what victory? For the Reconquista? First of all, listen, the problem with this country is, we are so divided right now, there is no way that this country is ever going to unite again when they can use these useful moron idiots of blacks, whites, Latinos, Muslims. They could use them like puppets just to disrupt everything. We're never going to have peace in this country if we don't put an end to these groups that just think that they could run amok over our society. I mean, you can't even go out for a cup of coffee without being made to feel guilty for this. This crap's got to stop. I mean, America's just not America anymore, man. You know, I mean, it's just, even the white kids, they hate themselves. They got all this college debt that they put on their parents, and they want communism now because they got debt before they even got a job with all those college loans. And what a farce. What a joke this country's becoming, man. I'm getting a little pissed off right now, to be honest with you.
Well,
I mean, there's nothing good to report about this country. You've got Robert Mueller investigating stuff that he should be investigated for. You got Hillary Clinton that should be in prison. You got these horrible senators like McCain and Shyster, Schumer, and Pelosi. These people should all be in prison. They all have million-dollar homes. And where are they getting all this money from? This is such a corrupt. Something's got to be done about the corruption soon, because the rule of law has to apply to everybody. I know it may be getting a little off subject, but not really, because this is part of what they're trying to do. They're trying to just completely drive everybody crazy so that something major, you know, could be enacted. And it really is. It's mind-boggling right now. I mean, is there any rest? Does anybody get a chance to rest? And if you shut your mind off of it for too long, so much stuff goes on that you don't even know what's going on, and you have to keep up with it. Otherwise, you're out of the loop. Go ahead. I ramped it off a little bit.
Yeah, well, anyways, Jim, somebody that might be able to clean things up is running for a Virginia delegate. His name is Danica Rome. That's right. His name is Danica Rome, a transgender Democrat who's running for a Virginia delegate and trying to unseat one of Virginia's most conservative and longest-running serving delegates in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But she's hoping to make a statement, being the LGBTQXYZABC candidate, and other than being LGBTQ or a dude dressed up as a chick, and bad traffic in Northern Virginia, that's her issue. But, of course, the media is loving her, and she's getting tons of money from outside of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So that's what we got to look forward to, is trying to clean up this country.
Yeah, I forgot to mention them, too, and the gays and all this other stuff.
Right.
Everybody,
right.
The American Indians with their casinos.
Right.
It's like, where do we fit in this country, though? The country we built. You know what I mean?
Well, anyway, right. Well, anyways, you got Mr. Rome running for office, but the church that George Washington helped fund, the Church of Christ, or no, correction, the Christ Church in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, is ripping down the plaque that bears his name and bears the name of one of his other famous prisoner, Robert Edward Lee. You know, General Washington was one of the people that supported the building of the church. He bought pew number 5. He bought that with his own money and attended the church for 20 years. But the founder of our country, you know, two of the world's greatest military leaders on the face of planet Earth, their plaques are coming down from Christ Church in Alexandria, and maybe they'll put one up for Mr. Rome if he wins a delegate for Prince William County, Virginia.
Yeah, this is why people don't go to church anymore. I mean, you know,
right.
I'm a practicing Christian, but I read my Bible and I get on my knees and I pray to Jesus. Now that's my
right.
Church anywhere. You know, these organized churches, I'm sorry, you're all failing right now. You're all failing. Most
yep.
of them anyway. I can't think of one that's done anything good other than take in Muslims with some money from the government so they could spread them all over the country. Yeah, a lot of good you're doing. I know you're going to get a lot of good. Maybe we'll get some people pissed off at us right now.
Well, Jim, don't forget the Roman Catholic Church. They're helping with bringing illegal aliens by the boatloads into American shores so they can learn to read and write Spanish and watch Univision. Oops, that got taken off the air. So that's what the Roman Catholic Church has done. Meanwhile, veterans that fought for this country get no help from the Roman Catholic Church. And destitute people in the Rust Belt who lost their jobs making things, they get no help from the Roman Catholic Church. And so, therefore, they're leaving the pews left and right of the Roman Catholic Church. So they need more bodies. So we're going to bring these people in and protect them from the government that wants to kick them the hell out.
Well,
man, it never ends.
This is the state of our country right now. Is it in Europe? You know, even worse. I mean, you know, but that's what they want. They want it to be communist. They want to change their way. You know, if this country had anything good, it was because basically the government could leave you alone and you could do
right.
your own thing. But see, that's why I don't really like all these labels: capitalism, socialism, communism, fascism. First of all, even capitalism. I don't even know. You don't have to be a capitalist. You know, when I think of capitalism, I think of bankers. Those are a bunch of prostitutes too. They're all corrupt, and they've created a system where you can't really even make money anymore. So, you know, it's funny that in the old days, you could make money and open a business or make money by hard work, but you didn't have to call yourself a capitalist. You know, I don't even like those words, Republican, Democrat. You know, those right. words, those are bad sounding words to me now, because they're all bad. All of them are bad. I mean, under Obama, the Republicans let him get away with just about everything. So, you know, they're no better. Republicans are no better. You know, we need an independent party or a nationalist party, but it's got to be pure. It's got to be good, you know?
Yep. And hopefully Donald Trump, he's the start. He's not the answer to all our problems, but at least he's better. He wants to put up the wall. He wants to cut our taxes.
I mean, Trump is better than anything else that could have been put in there, of course. But the problem with Trump that bothers me, unless he's really got something up his sleeve, is he keeps saying, oh, why doesn't anybody investigate this? Why doesn't anybody... He actually can make them investigate. I mean, he can point, hey, you know, he can do it.
Hey, Jim, hold that thought. That's Jeff Beck telling us we're at the halfway point. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Coop Stanton. I am out of here. You will be joined by one Sean Berg. It'll be Sean and Jim on Red 42. Check us out, red42.org, red42radio@gmail.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D.com. We're back, and so are you. You're listening to Red 42 on Liberty News Radio.
All right, we're back with Red 42, Jim Lancey here. We got Sean Bergen in New York City. And Sean, are you there?
Of course I am. Great to talk to you, my old friend, Jim.
All right, brother. Now, this man's the real pro. I don't know what the heck I'm doing on a radio show, but this guy knows what he's doing. I'm just faking it, man. So are you still in the city right now?
No, I had to leave. I came back out to the island. I spent most of the day in there. I was down at the site of the terrorist attack, and then of course I had to go check out the Antifa episode up on 42nd Street, Times Square. Breitbart is now billing the whole national movement as anti-fail because the turnout was so low. I mean, New York City being the hotbed of Antifa adherents. I was expecting the crowd in the thousands, and they could only muster a couple of hundred. So in most other places around the country, yeah, they were lucky if they had a few dozen people show up. So it was a major fail for Antifa. It was billed as being some type of national movement that was going to unseat a duly elected president. And it's a bunch of self-indulgent leftists just marching around in a circle. This is the professional left. They have nothing else going on in their lives, and so this is what they do. I guess it makes them feel good to do it, and that really is the whole thrust of liberalism, after all, isn't it? It's just to feel better about themselves.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. It's not only that. It's so selfish, and it's so it doesn't make any sense how they're even doing it. There's no real argument. Now I'm really surprised that the turnouts were so low all over the country. I know these guys are clowns, but they're well-funded, and, they're being backed by George Soros, and that guy can pay for just about anything, and I'm very surprised that it turned out this way. I mean, it's a good thing. It's like you said, it's a joke movement, and of course it should never gain any momentum, but I'm very surprised that the crybaby apocalypse didn't happen, because I really thought something was going to happen.
Yes, so did I. And as you said, they are well-funded. George Soros, the multi-billionaire financier, was rumored to have put about $18 billion toward leftist organizations here just in the last few weeks. They even went so far as to take out a full-page ad in the New York Times. And that costs a few dollars, but it was really just a bunch of hot air. It was, they had us believing that they were going to come in with a bang, and instead they just went out with a whimper.
Yeah, I mean, they put that, $100,000 New York Times, this nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. And it says, they're not going to stop until they're gone. Well, they're going to be marching for a long time.
Yeah, it's an open-ended thing, and that's the nature of these folks, is that they make these empty threats. I mean, there is no mechanism that they're talking about to unseat a duly elected president, unless, of course, they're threatening violence. But, none of these guys really have the guts or the moxie to do anything like that. They're a bunch of thugs. The NYPD had them penned in like a bunch of cattle. Nobody does crowd control better than the New York City Police Department, and that was about as I think L.A., they might have had about 2,000 people show up out there. But, who the hell knows? I mean, those guys are probably half of them were homeless bums anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is, Sean? When they're in a more, I don't consider New York City conservative, but New York City cops, they don't play around. But the thing is many of these police departments have been coddling Antifa and letting them get away with a lot of violations. I mean, as a former cop, walking around with a mask is illegal, especially when you're in a commission of even a misdemeanor. So blocking traffic, last time I heard, that was illegal, especially if you don't have a permit. And cops are letting them do it. So, not all the time, but it just shows. Sometimes they're showing them where they're just letting them do it or letting them do it for too long. And Sean, all the origins of Antifa are completely communist, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, just they're billing themselves as anti-fascists, but they are actually fascists themselves. I mean, the term is Orwellian. They are the exact opposite of what they are trying to, project themselves to be. And you mentioned a lot of the police standing down in cities around the country. That's because they've been ordered to do so, usually by leftist mayors in places like Berkeley, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas. You know, these places where you've got mayors who are just to the left of Fidel Castro.
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean too. It's not. I know it's not the cops. I mean, they really probably want to rip their throats out.
Yeah.
But I don't like that the whole police department can be controlled by some crazy leftist mayor, because that could get dangerous. You know, I mean, a police department's really not supposed to be a personal army at the behest of the mayor. I mean, they still have to go by the rule of law. But yes, unfortunately, Berkeley and some of these other really leftist places, they're using police departments and Charlottesville like their own goons, personal goon squads for the left. And I know they're not happy about it, the cops. But it's just like the whole left. Like, you don't even look at these Democrats as really Democrats anymore. I mean, everything they say is exactly what they're doing is, you know, like, look at the collusion. They're the ones who colluded, sold uranium, Mueller's, all this conflict of interest. I mean, all these people are so dirty, and yet they point the finger at everybody else. Doesn't that frustrate you, Sean?
Well, look, here's the thing. This is what I've always said about the left, liberalism, progressivism, leftism. It's all part and parcel of the same program. You have to look at the psychology of these people, and they are grounded in what psychologists call projection. In other words, they take those characteristics that they would rather not recognize in themselves, and they project them onto their political opponents. And that's all leftism or liberalism is in this country. They're great, you know, they love to accuse everybody of being racist. Let's start there. When in fact it's they are the ones who are racist. They treat black people like they're little children. And that, like, they can't make it through life in this world without some benevolent white person, providing for them all of their most basic needs, their food, their shelter, their clothing. These people think that black people cannot make it through life in this world without the help of a liberal. Russian collusion. We're just finding out now that it's actually Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party who has engaged in collusion with the Russians. They accuse others of doing that which they are guilty. And psychological projection is really the cornerstone of most personality disorders. Narcissism, borderline personality disorder, histrionic, antisocial personality disorder. These are the thugs and the criminals who are constantly in and out of jail because they cannot change the way they do things. And that's the way it is with liberals. They cannot change the way they think or the way they do things until it is they who are negatively impacted by those policies.
Right, and it's a shame that there's so many of them in this country. I mean, these millennials being pushed out, these college kids, they're like almost exclusively insane. I mean, I know they're not all like that, but it's insanity, and I just don't know how to put it. I mean, you can't even make an intelligent argument. There is no argument. It is either so drastically leftist, which will destroy this country very quickly, or, you know, it's just normal people on the right that just want to live their lives and keep things, you know, keep things cool. Now, what else have you seen that you were looking into that truck attack too? Did you find anything new about that, or is it what they're talking about?
You know, I think what's being revealed now more than anything else is that, you know, after you blame ISIS and Islamic jihadism and radical Islam for these terrorist attacks, the people who are next most responsible for terrorist attacks in this country and overseas are liberals, people like Chuck Schumer and Mayor de Blasio. And I have two look, the best way to prevent terrorism in this country is to kill terrorists overseas and then prevent these people from coming into our country. The only reason that this terrorist, Saifullo Saipov, was in this country was because of a diversity lottery program that was conjured up, developed, and pushed through the Senate by none other than Chuck Schumer, the U.S. Senator from the great state of New York. He was the one who developed this diversity lottery program that allowed this guy to gain entry to this country. Now, He also attended a mosque in Paterson, New Jersey, and I know exactly where that mosque is. Believe me, I spent a lot of time in Paterson, New Jersey, always for the same reason. You know, usually young black and Hispanic men just killing each other in the streets. But it's Paterson, like Jersey City, is also a hotbed for Muslims and radicalized Muslims. The 1993 World Trade Center attack was actually launched out of Jersey City by the blind sheikh who presided over a mosque in Jersey City. Now, after 9/11, the NYPD established a very successful intelligence program to target these mosques. And does that sound like the music there? We got going on a commercial break?
Yeah, we got one more segment.
Okay. All right, well, I'll continue that on the other side of the break then.
Sounds good, Sean.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Once again, here's the potato and the pasta. I mean, Opie and Anthony. I mean, here's Jim and Scoop.
All right, we're back with Red 42. Sean, just to let you know, Scoop picked that crappy music. I don't really like it. I picked the one at the beginning, the Rolling Stones.
Well, you know what's funny, right, Jim, because I was just about to compliment you on your choice of bumper music.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, to each his own. No, it's all right. It just sounds like we're at a Woodstock concert or something. No, it's cool. We're going to change it up every once in a while. But, So where did we left? We left off with this radicalizing. Well, what the left does is they seem to radicalize everybody from BLM to Antifa to La Raza to radical Islam. They want to rile everybody up. And like you said, they make it seem like blacks can't do anything on their own. Blacks used to do fine before the Democratic Party got a hold of them. And, you know, I know lots of blacks that just want to be left alone. They don't need these programs. They don't need to be victimized, you know? What do you think about that, Sean?
Well, here's my take on it. You know, if I think that after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, you know, back in 1964, if the left had just stepped out of the way and let blacks alone after that, they would have been just fine. But that was around the time that LBJ was right after that. LBJ was elected, and he began this war on poverty. And that began the downfall of African Americans in this country. Back in 1965, 21% of all African American kids were only 21% were growing up in fatherless homes. Today, that figure is up at 75%. They had so incentivized through this war on poverty, single motherhood, and you know, in a way where. Look, if you were a black father who was in a poor-paying job, it was more financially feasible for your family to get along without you. I mean, if you had just left the family. If you walked away from the family, the government would step in and provide all kinds of money. I think a mother of three children back at that time was getting the equivalent of like $87,000 a year, which is quite a lot of money. And so that became so ingrained in the culture after you do that for several decades that young black women don't even expect to get married these days. And you've got women 19, 20 years old, they're dragging half a dozen kids behind them that are fathered by, you know, three or four different men. Nobody knows where these guys are. Nobody knows who they are. They could be dead, in jail, in a gang. They're in the drug trade. They're trying to become a rapper or... you know, they're kneeling by the side of a football field someplace. I mean,
right.
It's absolutely astounding.
And that's the problem, and that's why they commit such a high proportion of crimes. And it's because of this culture of fatherlessness and just welfare. And I mean, it happens with everybody, but it hit the black community much more. Now, there should be a lot more expected of blacks. But look at. They're being radicalized. I mean, look at even the football players. They got everything going for them. Scholarships to college. They probably didn't even have to take a real course. They got everything you could possibly want, millions of dollars, and they still got to try to act like some thugs on the field. Nobody's ever happy in this country. You know, it's absolutely crazy.
This is the theology of victimology. It's the theology of victimology, as I call it. I mean, you have these guys now who are making tens of millions of dollars. They're living in mansions. They're driving, you know, $100,000 sports cars. And at the same time, they want to tell you that they're oppressed. I mean, it's laughable. You know,
it really
look,
is.
The Democrat
and
Party.
And you know what else, Sean?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say, and they're complaining about cops shooting some blacks. During arrests, when you know whether you know when blacks are pulling guns on cops, what is a cop supposed to do? And even if there are a few questionable shootings, out of all the encounters that cops have with black suspects, it's minuscule. And there's a court system for that. And these black football players don't even want to go near the hoods that they came from anymore because they know that they're targets of the same hoods and thugs that they're doing all this activism for. They're actually afraid of them, but they're trying to just keep that thug inside them a little so they can keep some street cred and make it look like they are connecting. It's such a load of crap, Sean. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy is what it is. I mean, and you're absolutely right. If these guys wanted to have... I mean, look, when you look at these guys kneeling by the side of a football field, you have to ask yourself, well, what kind of an effect are you actually having? And the answer to that is zero. They're having zero effect. You want to do something, do some good, go back into these neighborhoods, talk to these young men, grab them by the lapels, and tell them that they got to raise their own kids. You can't be banging out half a dozen kids with three or four, you know, different women because, you know, you're a player. You know, that's not going to fly anymore. There has to be a stigma attached to this feckless, irresponsible behavior that leads to these pathologies. Look, when you look at young black men, African Americans make up between 12 and 13% of the American population. Let's say it's 13%. But that's the entirety of African American population. If you throw out the really old people and all the really young people and all the women, what you're left with is young black men between the ages of 18 and 49. They make up 4% of the American population, yet they are responsible for 53% of the homicides. The reason that they have so many encounters with the police is because the crime rate is so disproportionately high in that community. And, you know, no one on the left wants – look, the left wants the government to be their father. And by busting up families like that and making the government the father, they have control over the population. And they would love to do that with everything. I mean, not just in the African-American community, but it's creeping now into the Hispanic community. They take over health care, which everybody has to have. And the more government control that they put in people's lives is really ultimately what their goal is. Their goal is to control your life. They are into control. And they're not into freedom. We're into freedom. They're into control. And that's the main difference today between the right and the left. The Democrat Party, this is no longer the party of Truman and Jack Kennedy and FDR. This is the party of Marx, Engels, Lenin. I mean, these are communists. They're fascists. That's what the left has morphed into. And they are brainwashing and indoctrinating our children. You talk about these millennials. You know, it used to be that this indoctrination began on a college campus. Now it begins in the first grade. And so by the time they get to college, they're already primed to be, I mean, looking for safe spaces. What, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, we've got a whole generation of kids right now who think that socialism is A-OK. You know what I say? I submit to you, Jim Lancia, that we resurrect Jack Kennedy's Peace Corps program, and let's make it a necessity for every kid who graduates college has to spend 2 years living in socialist countries. Let's send them to Venezuela for 6 months. Let's send them to North Korea for 6 months after that. Let's let them get a taste of Islamic nightlife, and maybe they can go live in Saudi Arabia for 6 months, and then they can decide wherever they want to go for the last 6 months. And then we'll see what they really think about socialism after they're done with that two-year program. I propose we start doing that.
That's a great idea. You know why? Because they have no idea what they want. They want this communism, socialism. They think that I think they're still going to go to Starbucks and play with their computers and their video games and just get a paycheck. What they don't realize is that these regimes bring in totalitarian police departments and militarized police, which will put their jackboots on them like they never knew before. Do they think a communist country like under Stalin, the cops were all nice to everybody? They don't realize how good they have it. And you're right. They have no idea how these countries are functioning. Go to these countries, see how they work, and come back here, and then you should say, wow, we got it pretty good here. Let's try to keep that for as long as we can. But then you got the other problem, too, is these people that are coming in on these diversity lotteries and just flooding into Europe and in the United States. They don't seem to even want to enjoy the freedom that we've provided. They want to turn our beautiful country, once beautiful country, into a third world hellhole. So we got our own white millennials wanting to destroy the country from within, and then we got all these other people coming in wanting to destroy it. I mean, we are on a path of destruction. I mean, I can't see it getting any better unless we purge ourselves of all these crazy leftist Democrats and rhino Republicans like McCain and all these other guys. These guys are more dangerous than ISIS, which we are funding with American dollars, by the way. It's absolutely mind-boggling, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, I thank God every day that I wake up in a country that Hillary Clinton is not president, so she did not continue the socialist ways of Barack Obama. Thank God we have a guy like Trump in there. Thank God we have a guy like Stephen K. Bannon who's out there fighting this fight. You're absolutely right. McCain, McConnell, all of these rhino Republicans. But look, I'm telling you right now, they're on their way out. They're not. The problem is they're weak. That's the problem. Republicans are supposed to be strong. They're supposed to have backbone. They're supposed to stand up for truth, justice, and the American way. They're supposed to be strict constitutionalists. They're supposed to be conservative, goddammit. But they're not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have gotten in bed with these Democrats because it's one big happy party when you get to that cesspool known as Washington. And they are there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to feather their own bed. How is it that Mitch McConnell is worth $24 million after spending years as a public servant?
That's the question right there. There you go,
yep.
Brother. It was good talking to you, Sean. Let's do it again soon.
I look forward to it, Jim. It's great to talk to you, brother. And, yeah, well, let's make a point of it, all right?
Sounds good, Sean. Take care, my brother.
This is James Edwards for Red 42 Radio, reminding those patrolling the streets and the jails to be careful, be safe, take care of each other, and come home at the end of the night. So long, everybody.